The Senate proceeded to the reconsideration of House Bill 1181 pursuant to the veto of the governor, and the veto message is found on page 708 of the House Journal as provided in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
The question before the Senate is, shall House Bill 1181 pass, the veto of the governor notwithstanding? Comments on that question? Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the governor, I would ask that you support his veto on this for similar issues as expressed on the previous bill. Again, this was, like many other issues, part of a larger package of property tax relief back in 1995. It is a relatively small dollar amount, that is true, but again, there's no true economic development that will result from this. It is a pure, small, and isolated exemption. At a time when we're seeking additional money for education, I would ask for your support and to keep this revenue stream in place and support the governor's veto by voting no on this bill.
Further comments on the question? Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, good afternoon. House Bill 1181 would leave $8,000 to $9,500 in the hands of individuals and service organizations such as the VFW, the American Legion, and Rotary Clubs throughout the state who help to promote youth activities. In his veto message, the governor states that this tax exemption will benefit only certain small groups of people. That is correct. This bill represents a little bit of money that could remain either in umpires and referees' pockets or in VFW and American Legion treasuries. It is a tax paid for by a few individuals who serve their communities as amateur sports officials or as nonprofit sponsors of youth activities in South Dakota communities. These people do a thankless job, and they are paid very little. It is appropriate to allow amateur officials or nonprofit organizations to keep monies they have earned and spend it as they see fit. This bill was on the consent calendar and passed 34-0. I ask you to help duplicate the vote that took place a couple weeks ago and vote yes. Thank you.
Further remarks on the question? Any further comments on the question? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is, shall House Bill 1181 pass, the veto of the governor notwithstanding? A vote aye is in support of the bill and in opposition to the veto. A vote no is in opposition to the bill and supports the veto. Secretary will call the roll. A two-thirds vote is required to override.
Senator Abdallah. Adelstein.
Aye.
APA.
Aye.
Bartling.
Bogue? No.
Broderick?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Denwald?
Aye.
Dunnifin?
No.
Early?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Kelly?
No.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
No.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Hoistra?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Linz? McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Sutton Dan?
Aye.
Sutton Duane?
Aye.
Two Bulls?
Aye.
Mr. President, ayes 29, nays 6.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members-elect, President declares the bill passed, the veto of the governor notwithstanding.